Hey everyone, and welcome to Everyday Woodworking, your podcast home for discussions about the craft, business, and love of woodworking, both as a pro and as a hobbyist. I'm your host, Ricky Fitzpatrick. I am a woodworker and the owner of Apple Valley Farm, where we make handmade crafts and decor. I've been woodworking most of my adult life, and now, with Everyday Woodworking, I have the opportunity to share my experience, my thoughts, and even my challenges with you. And I can't wait for you to join me right here for the next episode of Everyday Woodworking. Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Everyday Woodworking Podcast. Boy, have we got a lot happening around here. Lots happening around here. In case you don't know, our woodworking business is just, it's just booming right now. Some of that's inexplicable to me, but at least, you know, for the moment, it's booming right now because it's September. And this is always the start of like the very busy holiday season for us. And that runs through about mid-December, when Christmas orders finally taper off. Plus, we're starting to work on a new podcast that's coming up about the area where we live and work, which is Jackson County, Georgia. Very excited about that. That is going to be a lot of fun, but there's a whole lot of planning involved with that. And finally, the Everyday Woodworking Podcast is just freaking exploding in growth. It's crazy. It's exciting, and I'll tell you, I just found out yesterday, or actually today's Sunday, so it was Friday, that we're going to be spending some time with Roy Underhill. Roy, I don't know if you know who Roy is. Roy's going to be with us as a part of an interview for an upcoming episode in the next week or two. Anyway, in case you're not familiar, Roy is the creator of and the host of the Woodwrights Shop, and that is an iconic woodworking show. I can't believe I've been even just emailing back and forth with him, much less getting ready to have a conversation. It's amazing the doors that are opening up for us and the people God is just putting in our path. So really cool. But this week's show is also going to be really fun. And as an avid book junkie myself, I'm pretty excited about this one. This week, we're talking about essential woodworking books. We all have them. We all love them, and we all want more of them. But if we had to narrow the list down to just an essential handful, what would that be? So I'm going to tell you what my pick is, but not yet. Not yet. We're going to jump into that in just a second. But before we do, let's take a quick break.
Hey guys, Ricky with Everyday Woodworking. Hey, your support makes it possible for Everyday Woodworking to continue to be on the air. We would love it if you blessed us with your financial support through our friends over at Patreon. Monthly support starts at just $5 a month, and your support makes it possible for us to continue to do what we do. Have a great day, and thank you so much. Visit us at patreon.com/everydaywoodworking.
When I was a teenager, before the days of ebooks and digital downloads, as my kids say, back in the olden days, I remember going to the bookstore in Georgia Square Mall in Athens. It was big at the time. Now it seems like it's almost deserted. But I'd go to the mall in Athens. Most of the kids at that time were cruising outside. If you don't know what cruising is, then shame on you. You young whippersnapper. Cruising is just cruising. We're just riding around in a big circle. Anyway, nevertheless, sometimes I would cruise, but most of the time I was inside. And I was lost in one of two places, either in the record store. Yes, that's records, cruising records, cassette tapes. It's all ancient. I know. I'd either be in the record store or the bookstore. My book buying process, it was pretty straightforward. It's kind of like my album process, but I would browse titles that I'd never heard of, and then I would buy the first one that had a cover that just grabbed my attention. I mean, really, I was that shallow. It didn't matter. I was purely just going on what visually reached out to me. But believe it or not, I encountered amazing reads that way. A few duds, you know, but overwhelmingly a lot of wonderful books, many of which I still have today. One of them was the first book on my essential woodworking book list that starts with Back to Basics, A Complete Guide to Traditional Skills by Abigail Gehring, who is the editor. It's not really specifically a woodworking book, but there are woodworking ideas in there. And it was Back to Basics that really captured my imagination through just like simple, easy to follow ideas and projects in the book. To be honest, I don't have that first copy. It pains me, but I don't. But when I lost it, or after I lost it, I went right back to the bookstore and I bought another one. And I'm looking at it right now on my bookshelf. This is without a doubt my suggestion for an essential book that I think every woodworker should have in their collection. And I'll never be without it. Hopefully again. The next title, number two, is The Complete Book of Woodworking by Tom Carpenter, which is considered by many to be the woodworking Bible. And I would highly recommend it, especially for beginning woodworkers. The Complete Book of Woodworking is filled with not just simple, but non-intimidating projects that will still test and push your skill. But it's just chock full of great basic technique tutorials. And that's why it's so important to me. If you're an experienced craftsman, I should say even if you're an experienced craftsman, any book that recovers the basics is never a bad thing. So that is another, in Ricky's opinion, another essential title. Number three would be Good Clean Fun, Misadventures in Sawdust at Offerman Woodshop by Nick Offerman. So if you're a Parks and Recreation fan, you know, you might be saying, what's Ron Swanson doing with a woodworking book? But actually, Nick Offerman is a highly respected and extremely talented woodworker, and this is one of his best, in my opinion, and his most popular title. And so in the middle of Nick's signature brand of humor, ramblings, essays, stuff like that, you'll find some very well presented tutorials for a variety of woodworking projects. It's definitely a book you want to have around the shop. Plus it makes for great conversation, even with non-woodworkers. So I would definitely want to have a copy of Good Clean Fun. Next is The Handy Shop Reference, Useful Facts and Figures for Every Woodworker by Tom Begnall. Not Bengal, like a Bengal tiger, Begnall, B-E-G-N-A-L. At first glance, when you first see this, it looks like some, you know, 100-year-old manual that's been reprinted and passed down for generations. But it actually was published back in 2018, so it's relatively new. Nevertheless, though, it's still, in my opinion, incredibly relevant. It's packed full of useful shop info. Tom is the previous editor of the Woodworkers Journal, in case his name might be ringing a bell with you, the Woodworkers Journal magazine. So you could say he knows a thing or two about woodworking, and if you did say that, that would be correct. He does. The handy shop reference, for me, it's my go-to book when I have like one of those simple, unrememberable, is that a word? Unrememberable shop questions, like, you know, pesky little conversions. Yeah, like math. Wood characteristics, you know, things like that. So it truly is a reference book and an indispensable book to have. I would buy this like for my sons for Christmas if I knew they wouldn't like disown me for it. But they would thank me later. They would. So another essential. Next, this is what, number five? Next is hybrid woodworking. Blending power and hand tools for quick quality furniture by Mark Spagnolo. You may be familiar with Mark. Most people in the woodworking industry are. Mark is my favorite modern day woodworker. You may know him as the Wood Whisperer. That's the name of his online persona and his online program that made him famous. But Mark, Mark is an amazingly talented, detail-oriented woodworker. But by his own admission, today, he is not a woodworker by trade. He is a content creator of woodworking techniques. Particularly, he's known for his videos. But who cares? I mean, he's funny. He's talented. Very, very informative. As I said, he's very detail-oriented. And if you don't watch The Wood Whisperer, you should subscribe to that YouTube channel. It is fantastic for any woodworker, even if... And I will say, Mark is typically doing things that relate to more of a fine furniture build, and that's not me personally, but nevertheless, the information is just fantastic. And his treatment in this book of like the mixture, the hybrid of hand and power tools and woodworking, it's just very, very well done. It's a very relevant modern take on the craft of woodworking. And if you're like me, as I said, if you don't aspire to the level of craftsmanship in the book, that's okay. It's still a fascinating look into the hybrid use of hand and power tools in the shop. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let's talk about cornhole boards. You know, cornhole, the fastest growing sport in America. Hey, everybody's either got a set of boards or they're looking for one. If you're looking for an awesome set of boards that can carry you through from your backyard all the way to the ESPN tournament stage, then Apple Valley Cornhole is ready to hook you up. Cabinet grade construction, built to American Cornhole League specs, guaranteed American made, and get this, every set is hand painted with your design. And I don't mean some stencil or computerized ink, and definitely not that old school vinyl. Get a set of boards that will make the neighbors jealous and have your friends begging to come throw a game. ABC is a division of Apple Valley Farm, so go to applevalleyfarmga.com for all the info on how you can order a set of your own. Apple Valley Cornhole, we've got you covered from tailgate to tournament. All right, next, this is number six. Yeah, number six, The Essential Woodworker, Skills, Tools, and Methods. This is by Robert Waring. When it comes to traditional hand tool skills, Robert Waring is one of the finest instructors, and his attention to detail in The Essential Woodworker is what makes this an indispensable book for the woodworking shop, for any woodworking shop, with the assumption that the reader needs to know every detail, that is, because that's how he presents this. He assumes that you don't know anything and goes into that much detail. It's very, very deep, but a wonderful read, especially if you really want to get into all the details of woodworking techniques. It's one of the most comprehensive basic woodworking skills books I've ever seen. But it nevertheless is still extremely easy to read. So it's another one of those titles you would be that would be truly essential for the beginning woodworker, but equally valuable for a master craftsman to have. This could be, it's not, it could easily be my number one, easily. Next, number seven, The Art and Craft of Wood, a practical guide to harvesting, choosing, reclaiming, preparing, crafting, and building with raw wood. Whew, that was a mouthful. This is by Silas Kyler and David Hildreth. The Art and Craft of Wood, this is not a title that I personally own at the moment, although I am about to, because it's so intriguing to me. And I think the information that's presented in it that I have seen, it is essential also. So Silas and David, the authors, they are terribly curious to me. They're also filmmakers, and they made a documentary called Felled, F-E-L-L-E-D, a documentary about how they use urban timber that has fallen in a sustainable way. It's just wonderful, a wonderful movie, and I highly recommend it. You can watch it on most streaming services. I'm going to put a link to Vimeo on demand down in the show notes, because you definitely pay the $4.99 or whatever it is to rent it and watch it. It's well worth it. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. Aside from my appreciation for their other work, the knowledge of taking something from a tree to craft, it's something every woodworker should have under their belt. They should have that knowledge, at least a minimal degree of that knowledge in some capacity. Many of us were way too used to just like swinging through the local big box store, and we grab a truckload of overpriced, subpar imported lumber that, even so, I mean, we have little to no appreciation for. And that is a travesty. It really is. So I would say get yourself a copy of this book, as I am, and never let it be said again that you don't know where your wood came from. Fantastic. I cannot wait to get my hands on this. The next one, next to last, if you're a woodworker and you don't have either a memory of or a book by Roy Underhill, then I'm shocked, really. Roy is the king of traditional woodworking skills, and in my opinion, one of the most amazing thinkers in the woodworking genre. His title, The Woodwright's Shop, A Practical Guide to Traditional Woodcraft, it's a classic. I can't remember when it was published, 81, 83. It's been around a long time, almost as long as the show, The Woodwright's Shop. But anyway, it's a classic with good reason. Forget, you know, your CNC router thingy, your laser-guided helical planer thing. If you want to know how to get the most out of a traditional hand tool, there just is simply no better person anywhere than Roy Underhill. He is the master at that. The vision I have of him is running like a pedal powered bandsaw or something, you know, or a lathe or something like that. And I just remember as a kid watching him do that on TV, I thought, who is this guy and what is he doing? It's amazing stuff. Anyway, for 37 seasons, Roy captivated PBS viewers with the Woodwright's shop. And so this title, the same title of his book, brings all of those lessons, or not all those lessons, but those same types of lessons to print. Roy is unique. And you, if you've ever watched the show, you know. He has a unique way of teaching. He mixes logic and a high degree of intellect with humor and theatrics in a way that no other woodworker does, and no one else ever has. He is completely unique. If you want an example, you have to watch his TED Talk, Have Broad Axe Will Travel. It was at TEDx in Raleigh. I'll put a link to it down in the show notes. You've got to watch it. That video, that's Roy. That's him in a nutshell. He's smart. He's charismatic. He's creative. He's effective and completely unique. It's just, you'll love it. You will absolutely love it. He is, to me, he is the woodworker philosopher. And he's one of my favorite people on the planet. So get this book, become a lifelong fan. You will thank me later, I promise you. Finally, the last title that I want to suggest to you as an essential woodworking book would be Measure Twice, Cut Once, Lessons from a Master Carpenter. No book list would be, of mine at least, would be complete without this, or without some title from my favorite Yankee carpenter. Oh gosh, I sounded like Edith Bunker, didn't I? That was terrible. Carpenter. I don't know. I have such a thick Southern accent. I'm terrible at impersonating someone from Boston or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, my favorite Yankee carpenter, you probably know who I'm talking about, Norm Abram. Norm is the man. He is probably the most recognized woodworker slash carpenter in the world today, or at least in the United States. This book, without question, is an essential. No doubt about it. I cannot fathom, I'll tell you, when I was doing research for all this, I cannot fathom how this book is not even in the top 500 in woodworking books on Amazon. It's insane. That should not happen. But anyway, yes, I'm somewhat maybe infatuated with Norm. I mean, not like infatuated, you know, like not that kind of infatuated, but, you know, as a carpenter. But anyway, even so, this is a remarkable overview of essential woodworking skills. That's why it's an essential. Measure Twice, Cut Once, as mentioned on Amazon, is a very meat and potatoes, is what it was called, kind of book. It digs into simple hand tools, which is a little unusual for Norm, because if you've ever watched the New Yankee Workshop, he makes use, I mean, he's got some fancy schmancy stuff, thanks to Delta and stuff like that, who provide a lot of the tools for him. But I mean, he's no power tool junkie. He knows how to use a chisel, and I mean, he is a master carpenter for a reason. So this book digs into how to use those tools well, those really simple tools. And these are tools that we all need to know how to use, but few of us really do. I would even go as far as saying, if you had to pick only one of the titles in this list of stuff that I've talked about today, this would probably be my pick. This would probably be my one. And I would say again, as with most of the books that I'm talking about here, this is not really a book for like fine furniture makers. it's a woodworker's read. And Norm is known for being a carpenter, and that's exactly who this caters to. If you're like some master cabinet maker, you know, and you'll probably find this book a well-written novelty, because everybody likes Norm, okay? But if you're like me, then it's a book you're going to keep for years and years, because it's an indispensable basic skills guide that, like a great tool, you never want to let it grow old. So just a quick rundown, in no particular order, of the titles, again, just to have them all together here in one place. Back to Basics, The Complete Book of Woodworking, Good Clean Fun, The Handy Shop Reference, Hybrid Woodworking, The Essential Woodworker, The Art and Craft of Wood, The Woodwright's Shop, and finally, Measure Twice, Cut Once, by the man, Norm Abram. And as I mentioned, this is by no means an exhaustive list. I'm absolutely certain somebody out there is about to come out of their skin and come through the speakers because I left out, like, yada yada woodworking by so-and-so. And hey, if that's you, I get it. If you've got a title that you think should be included on this list, then definitely let me know. I mean, tell me what, by who, and where I can get it. Like, send me a link to it. And if I don't already own it, then I'll check it out, and we'll see how right you are, okay? And of course, if you found this list helpful, I'd love it if you let us know. One of the best places you can do that is to share your thoughts, questions, things like that on our new Facebook group. Just go on Facebook, search for Everyday Woodworking on the Facebook app, and join us there. And I'll leave a link to the group down in the show notes, so you can get there easily, or you can just go there and search. Hey, a last couple of things before we go. Wherever you enjoyed this episode, please take a second, leave us a great review, and spread the word to your friends about us. And of course, we would love it if you subscribed to us and became a regular listener. Also, we try to post a video of each podcast episode on our Apple Valley Farm, that's our woodworking business, YouTube channel. So if YouTube is your thing, definitely look us up and like, comment, and subscribe to us there as well. Finally, your support helps make it possible for Everyday Woodworking to continue to be on the air. So we'd love it if you blessed us with your financial support through our friends at Patreon. Monthly support starts at just $5 a month. And guys, that is it for now. Again, thank you so much for being here. We hope you enjoyed this. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time right here on Everyday Woodworking.